We are holding at the bottom of Nun Vav Amudayz, the two dots, a few lines in the bottom. So we've spoken about the Hazois, which were done Lifnai V'Lifnim, and now we go to discuss the Hazois, which were done Bachutz in the Heichal. So we say V'Hizim Imenu Ala Pareches Keneged Arein Mi Bachutz. So they would now begin the Hazois in the direction of the pareches, and we'll see whether or not it was actually we touched the pareches. We mentioned when it came to the hazois, which were done lefnai v'lefnim, it didn't actually touch the kapiros. It was connected the kapiros. It was mechuvin in the direction of, but didn't actually touch the kapiros. What about the ones which were in the heichal, which was ala pareches? Was that on the pareches, or was it just in the direction of? So Tan Rabbanan, the pasuk, the end of the pasuk says, it says, V'chibra HaKodesh mitumais b'nei Yisrael, umi pishahem.
Where are you starting? Sorry.
Nunvav Amudbeis, about five lines in the bottom. V'chibra HaKodesh mitumais, the pasuk says, V'chibra HaKodesh mitumais b'nei Yisrael, umi pishahem l'chol chateisam, v'chein yaseh l'ayhal mayed, ha-sheichin itam b'seich tumaisam. So says the Braise, v'chein yaseh l'ayhal mayed, you will do the same thing in the Ayal Mayed, V'chein Yaseh L'Ayal Mayed, Ma Talmud Lema, what's it coming to teach? K'shem Shemazeh L'Fnai V'Lifnim, K'ach Mazeh L'Heichol. Just like one is Mazeh L'Fnai V'Lifnim, so to one is Mazeh in the Heichol. So Ma L'Fnai V'Lifnim, Achas L'Mal V'Shev L'Mal T'Midam Hapar, K'ach Mazeh L'Heichol. So just like one does 1 and 7 L'Fnai V'Lifnim, so to one does 1 and 7 in the Heichal. Ukashim Shlofnav Lefnim, Achas Lamala Vesheva Lamata Midam Hasayir, Kachmaza Beheichal, the same thing. So from that statement, from that phrase of Achen Yasel El Mayed, we learn when the same Hazois are done for the Par and for the Sayir. Now the Pasuk concludes, Ashechin Itam Beseich Tumaisam. The Hashem dwells with them in their state of tuma. Hashem itam b'seich tuma yisam. So afilu b'shas shein tmein, or b'shas shein tmein, shechina imahen. Even when they are in a state of tuma, the shechina rests with them. The Shem Yishmol in Parshas Achrei Mos says that from even though this is something which applies the whole year round, this is not something which is exclusive to Yom Kippur, but he says, "V'kol makem mitachsev zeh b'yom Kippurim nira sha'oz nizgal zeh be'ikar." I mean, this particular midah, this particular hanhaga, is manifest in a very extreme, very strong form. That even though we are tameim, but nevertheless, Hashem nitam b'sich t'moisam Hakadosh Baruch Hu is with us in our lowly state of tuma, and therefore one should never be miyayish, especially on Yom Kippur, which is the day of Slicha V'chil and Kapara, because on that day Hashem says, "I will be with you in your state of tuma." Just want to mention one thing. We'll just take a look inside together. It's a very famous piece and a very beautiful piece. It's a piece of Meshech Chachma, Parshas B'Shalach. We'll just see a few lines. See the Yisrael the Meshech Chachma. It's going on words by Maim Lehem Chayma Mi Minamu Mi Smeilam. So says the Meshech Chachma Behizboinin V'Darki Atayra. When one considers Ki V'Mitzas Masias K'may Avodas Gilu L'Marayas Yesh Karis V'Skila. So if a person does Avodas Zara Arayas Karis V'Skila V'Shar Mises U'Malkas Loikein B'Nimusi Yesu Mides. But if a person has a kilkul in the area of one's midas, and so on, you don't find such big harsh punishments of skila, karis, and so on. Kamay, machlekes, lashon hara, rechilas, gezel, ein malchus, davilav, hanitzen letashlum, and even if a person steals, davilav, shein b'maisa. So, if you do a proper action, then there's a proper punishment. There's a skila, there's a karis. But if it's a lack of midas, then we don't find punishments. Says the Meshech Chachma, Ulam zeh dafke b'yachid. This is only if you are a yachid, a oisa. Avalim hatzibur nishchasin b'zeh. Matsaru lahatach, we find the opposite when it comes to a tzibur. Quotes Yerushalmi in Peya. It says, Deirei shel David kunam tzadikim hayu. La'idei shahayu ben dilterian, who is Lashon Hara, they would fall in battle. Deirei shel Achav, ovdei avodah zarah hayu. La'idei shalei hayu ben dilterian, hayu yoedin l'mechama, umenatzchim bayu. So there was, when it comes to a national level, if there's Lashon Hara, they do fall down. If there's no Lashon Hara, even though they did other averus, they don't fall down. Shematzibur nishchasin b'avodah zarah v'arayis v'avodah zarah. So if the tzibur do bad actions, al zeh ne'amar hasheichin itam v'seich tumah sama. It's about that time that we apply the pasuk that I will rest and reside with you in your state of tumah. Avo b'nimusiois, but when it comes to midas, so midas, lashon hara machlekes al zeh kasuv, Rama al Shamayim, Kaviyachal Salik Shinas Lamehama, Kodesh Baruch says the Shekhinah goes up, and so on. So he goes on to say, the Gemara says in Yuma, Daftas, Mikdash Rishna, Mikdazar, Arayas, Mikdash Sheni, they were involved in Torah Mitzvahs, and it was only because of Sinas Chinam. And the Gemara says, Mihem Gedolim, which is worse, and you see by the Bayis Sheni, Hare de Imatsibo Nishchasim Bemidois, Garua Yoisa Mishaim Nishchasim Bemitzvahs. That is what you find, that's the aside of the Meshech Chachma, and we're saying that when it comes to Averis Masyas, there is an hag of Hashaykh and Itam of Hashaykh Tumaysah. Good. Says the Gemara, Omerle, who argues his Tzteiki, Lirib Hanina, but in the side, in Hagayz Hatsunim, he says that the correct Girsa is Min. And this was taken out by the censor. And we know that very often when it says a min or a mina, it's referring to the Talmidim of Yeshu Hanetzri. So with that in mind, you fellows are definitely Tmeim. Rashi says, Vadai Tmeim Atun. The Ein Shechina Beinechem, Shere Betuma. Meaning, you Jews have sinned, and God has forsaken you. And he's no longer interested in you, and there's only one way for you to save yourselves, as these individuals would say. So, what did he say? The Pasuk says, by the Churban, Tumasa Bishuleha. Right? They often like to quote selective verses. So it says, Tumasa Bishuleha. The Tuma was in the bottom section. Take a look. About you don't know your scripture well enough, I'm afraid. Take a look at what does it say in the Chumash? Hashaykh and Itam Abasikh Tumaysam. That Hashem rests and resides with them even in their state of Tumah, Philip is Manshin Tsmeim, Shchina Shruya Beinayim. The Shchina still resides with us. The Mashah says over here that he says like this, the response of Rav Chanina was, meaning the min said to him, look, tumasa bishuleha. It's comparing us to a woman who's a nida. Now a nida is a tumah hamura, as we know. And therefore you see that Hashem has been perish from you. To which we respond, amalei maksiv bahu ashech nitam, she'ena perish legamri, elika perish meishte nida. When one is perished from one's wife who's a nida, still darim ababayis, you're still living with her in the same house, you're not going to a different house entirely. So the fact that Hashem has been perished from a certain level of intimacy does not mean that Hashem has turned his back. Chas v'shalom, we're still living in the same house, but it's not necessarily the same level of hiskarvus and so on. Ein Yaakov says that what the min was trying to tell Rav Chanina is that, you know, once you're tamei, it's forfallen, you've lost everything, so just throw in the towel, meaning you're tameim, there's no point. And the response was, no, Hashem is willing to dwell with us with a certain level of tumah, but doesn't mean that we're allowed to be meisiv tumah. For meisiv tumah, Al-Tumaseinu, that could cause the Shechina to be mistalik. Fine. Good. Now, frankly, more like this. So let's remind ourselves what has happened. We had like this. We had that we did achas lamala v'sheva lamata by par lifnai v'lifnim, achas lamala v'sheva lamata by soir lifnim, and now we're saying the chein yasel oil moed, just like that was done inside, so to do outside in the heichal. Now the problem is, let's remind ourselves exactly what the structure was. It didn't say achas lamala v'sheva lamata by par. And it didn't say achas lamala v'sheva lamata by soir. It said sheva lamata by par, and it said achas lamala by soir. So it says achas lamala by soir. Doesn't say it by soir. And we learn out one from the other with a hakish. It said sheva lamata by par. It didn't say anything by soir. And we learn sheva lamata by soir from a hakish. So in the first stage, in the lifnai v'lifnim stage, we had to come onto a hakish in order to teach us the limud. So now what are you doing? Not only have you been makish par to soyer, legabi lefnai v'lefnim, now you want to go ahead and extend that to v'chutz? So frankly, you're my kasha. Nidav ha'lami d'hekesh, chayzer malami d'hekesh, is something which was learned from a hekesh. Can it go once again and be malami d'hekesh? We don't usually have such a concept.
Isn't this hakash also not a complete hakash?
What do you mean?
As in, we're trying to compare, it's not so like for like.
Well, the point is, we are learning par to soyer, soyer to par with a hakash, and now we're saying, and we're going to extend pim to chutz also. So let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi says two lines down, V'chidav ha'lamid ha'hekesh. K'gen par, shalamid b'matanis p'nim, achaz lamala min ha'soyer b'hekesh. That's learned out from soyer. V'ha'soyer shav lamata b'hekesh min ha'par. Now you want to tell me that canal, chayzrinu malamdin matanis mi b'fnim, shal matanis ha'pareches b'hekesh. V'chein yasala yomayid. What is the problem? The kaimalan b'meseches vachim, the ein lemeidin b'kodshim hekish mina hekish. When it comes to kodshim, you cannot learn out hekish mina hekish. And like we discussed a couple of days ago, that it's fascinating that there's certain limudim, certain kind of klali hashas, which seem to be distinct and unique to kodshim. Remember we said shon lavakas of la'akev. Remember we mentioned the Asmon Dereis in Simon Yud Beis, in Klal Yud Beis, that he said, is this concept of Shonava Alav Akasav La'akev, which is a requirement in Kodshim, is that a Halacha Meshmi Sinai, or is that learned out from a Pasuk? And if it is learned out from a Pasuk, why can't we learn it elsewhere? If it's Halacha Meshmi Sinai, I understand. And then he quoted a Tosfos that it was Mashma, that we do learn it out from a Pasuk. And another thing which seems to be exclusive to Kodshim is, if something is learned from a Hekish, now it's capped. It can't further go and teach something else from a Hekish. So, Kavanah, what's the Gemara's Kasha? Kasha is, we only know that it's Achaz Lamala by par, because it's learned from a Hekish from Sawyer. We only know Sheva Lamata by Sawyer, because it's learned from a Hekish from par. That's all if Nai and if Nim. Now you want to tell me that we extend that, and we bring it outside into the Heichel, from another Hekesh? That's the Gemara's Kasha. Chidav alami behekesh, chayzu malami behekesh. So it says the Gemara.
But it's only really, can then we talk about a situation in Yom Kippur, when we talk about, because it's the only occasion where you would have a comparison of the Heichel to the Kodesh.
But still, it's still.
So it's only one off. It's a one.
Why should that be any different? The question is, it's only by Yom Kippur, but why should that be relevant? The din is, something which is learned from a hakish cannot subsequently teach through a hakish. So if I'm learning par from Sawyer and Sawyer from par through a hakish, how can I now learn chutz from penim from a hakish? That's the Gemara's kasha. The chidav alam the hakish, chayzim alam the hakish. So the Gemara says like this: Hi, hemenu. Vidavra acharhu, v'leihavi hekesh. It's not a complete hekesh as such. It's hemenu vidavra acher. Meaning to say, let's again take a look at Rashi. Hemen v'davar achar. Hekesh harishin, lav hekesh hu. A proper, complete hekesh. Sharei bein bepar, bein besoyer, ksiv malomata. By both of them, it mentions the concept of lamala and lamata. We're learning out a detail. We're learning out a prat, one from another. So learning a little bit, and some of it is then and there, is within the parasha. The einze lamed behekish. That's not considered to be that it's learnt from a hekish. The hechidami the hekish in chayze umalamed the hekish. You know what that is? Kegoin im loy nemar lamata b'sari klau. I don't know that you need to be maze lamata, or I don't know that you need to be maze lamala by part at all. And that's learned out from a hekish. Oh, that would be something that we would say in chayze umalamed, but something where the source is there, the concept is there. It's just the detail of how many times should you be mazer, that's not considered to be that it's learned from a full, it's a full-fledged hekish, which now has the limitation that it's ein chayzim lamed hekish. So that's what the Gemara says. Hi hemenu v'davar acharu. It's not a full-fledged hekish in its own right. That's what the Gemara says. So says the Gemara, haniv lamanda armar le'avi hekish. Elamanda armor havi hekish maigilamimar. Meaning your assumption, it's not pashut, you're assuming that's not a hekish. At the end of the day, you are learning out a halacha that it's achas lamala, from soyer to par, and shevelamata from par to soyer. So maybe that is called a hekish. So according to Mandarma, it says havi hekish maigilamimar, says the Gemara, two answers. Either it's not considered to be so problematic insofar as Hekish number one is learning out a halacha from one type of behema to another type of behema, and now the second stage is just extending it to a different place. That's not considered to be it's a problem of Chayiz and Malam and the Hekish if it's just extending it to yet another place. We'll see Rashi. That is the first answer. Mekoymos Degarmi Ma'adadi Boisema Chutz mipnim b'chad zimn gamar, that which we're learning out from the heichal, heichal from lifnai v'lifnim, that's all learned out at once. We'll see what that means also. So those are the two answers. Again, we want to know the kasha was there's a klal im kodshim, something which is learned from a hekesh does not have the ability to continue to be malamid a hekesh. So if we're learning out the din of the hazois, lefnav lefnim, par from soyer, soyer from par, how can we now then go and apply it and extend it to the heichal? So we have two answers. Answer number one is it's just an extension of place, and answer number two is that chutz mipnim b'chadazim negamer. So let's just see these rashis to get this clear. So the first rashi is mekaymus hu degmir ma'adadis. So rashi ein ze hekish halamed min hekish. Again, remember, we're saying, like the Asma Duraisa says, this whole thing is a chidush by Godshim. It doesn't apply by Kala Torah Kula. So we're going to limit it to what it actually is. Ein ze hekesh halamed min hekesh. Why? Sharei behekesh rishon lamdu behemois habehemois. Some change it to lamdu habehemois zumizu. I'm learning out par from soyer, soyer from par. The also is damai kasha also ladama par. So it's not that, oh, par was learned out from Sawyer, and now I'm being makish that par, which was learned out from Sawyer, to something else. Or Sawyer was learned out from par, and in Hekish number two, I'm learning out from Sawyer explicitly. No. That I'm not doing. I'm just extending and learning out one place from another place. Not only
Kasher
hukish l'sayir v'asayir l'par b'matnes hakodesh. So it comes out very important. What is the Gemara saying? The Rashi explains. Is, in other words, let's say I'm learning out from par, I'm learning out sayir. Halacha X applies by par, and I'm learning out from par to sayir, halacha X. So I would not be able to learn out now from sayir to seh, halacha X. That would be a problem of something which is learned from a hekesh, cannot be chayzim alamed. I only know sayir from par, and now I'm going to learn out seh from sayir, that's a problem. But it's not direct. I'm not learning out from sayir in hekesh number two. I'm learning out from par in hekesh number two. I'm just saying that which applies lifnim will apply mibachutz, because the pasuk says v'chein yaseh lo yomayim, you'll do the same thing outside. So that is not a problem. That is answer number one. Answer number two, Rashi says in the middle of the page, v'ibui seima chutz mipnim b'chad zim negamar. Chutz mipnim b'chad zim negamar inam yisvilei depnim behekesh lamed. Even if you say the pnim and the hekesh lomid, that is considered to be a hekesh, yochalach zivalil maid al hechel babas achas. You can kind of at once go and extend it to hechel, mashakosa be beferish, that which it says about it explicitly. Kagoina, achas lamala besoyer. It says explicitly there's a hazah, achas lamala by soyer. And it says explicitly, Shavalamata Papar. The Imahem Af Mashalomi the Hekish. So this is more saying, I'm learning Chutzmi Pnim. I'm learning that just like Bifnim, you do Shavalamata by Sawyer, so that there's going to be Shavalamata Bachutz. And Agav, that direct link, which is a direct link, Shavalamata by Sawyer, Bifnim, so I'm able to learn out directly Shavlamata by Sar Bachutz, so I can kind of agav, I can be goyrer the Achaz Lamala. So it's just kind of I'm doing it all together. And just like it says Sheva Lamata by par Bifnim, so I can learn out Sheva Lamata by par Bachutz and agav in the Achaz Lamala. So those are the answers. Good. So I'll go upon him. That was the kasha, and that was the teretz. So again, what have we said so far? We've asked that you're telling me in the Mishnah that it's just like you do achas lamala and shev lamata by par and soyer b'fnim, so that you do it in the heichal. The Gemara's kasha was there's a klal by kodshim, something which is learnt by hekish is not chayzim alamed. So first we said either it's not considered to be something which is lamed the hekish because it's hemed v'davar acher. And even if you say that it is considered to be a hekesh, we have a couple of answers. Good. Zog the Raisa Tana. Keshu maze eina maze ala pareches, ela kenegda pareches. So like we mentioned, we said that even though it says your maze on the kapiris, velifnea kapiris, and we had a discussion a couple of down before as to are you actually being mazed? Is it actually touching the kapiris? Is it not? And we said it's not touching the kapiris. It is only lifnei. What about when you're doing a bachutz? Is it touching the pareches? Is it not? Zagabrai satana kishu maze eina maze ala pareches, ela kenegda pareches. It's only kenegda. It's in the direction of Amr Balaz Rabbi Yisi Aniri Isiya Baremi Vahoyu Alea Kamatipidomim Shall Parvis Vahoyle Kamatipidomim. So he said, what do you mean? I was in Remi and I saw Kamatipidomim Shall Parvis Oshin Yamikipurim. So I saw on the Pareches there was blood. So clearly it must be that they did. They were mazed directly on. Says the Gemara, V'dilma depar halam davar shel tzibur v'siri avayda zara havu v'chazu havu. Excuse me. So maybe no. Says the Gemara, maybe that which he saw was par halam davar shel tzibur and siri avayda zara. So really, I'll tell you, when it comes to the Aveda on Yom Kippur, you are not Maza on the Pareches. You're Maza Lifnei, the Pareches, in the direction of the Pareches, but not on the Pareches. And some explain the reason why is because just like we're learning out from Lifnei V'Lifnim, even though it says there you do it in the direction of the Kaperis, and it seems to imply on the Kaperis, but we say it's Lav Dapka on the Kaperis, it's just in the direction of. And now when it says V'chein Yasel Oyel Mayed, even though it seems to say Bereches, it doesn't mean directly on the Bereches, it just means in the direction of. Comes along, Rav Elazar of Yezi says, Alois, I saw it. And then the Gemara says, no, maybe what you saw was Parhelm Davishal Tzibor, the Syria Avodah Zarah. Let's take a look at Rashi, about 10 lines on the bottom. Ani Reyesibu Reimi, B'Maseches Me'ilah, Gabi Ben Talmiyein, Nasa Neis, Rav Elazar of Yezi, Sharipa Espas Melech Reimi, Shenechen Sheid Begufa. So, a Sheid entered her body. So they said, go into the Oitza, take whatever you want. You can take whatever you want as a reward for your actions. What did he do? So he said, if you're giving me the opportunity to take something out, I'm going to take out the letter which was a gzera against us. So he took that and he ripped that. Says Rashi, v'sham ra klei beis hamikdash ba'itzar. He was able to see various kalim in the beis hamikdash. He's saying, I saw it with my own eyes. If I saw it with my own eyes, so surely that is the greatest raya. And that says the Gemara, no, maybe, yes, you saw blood on the pareches, but lav dafka was done from Yom Kippur. Maybe it was done from the par helam doves shel tzibor. That's what the pasuk says. That's what the pasuk says. And there we don't have a limud to tell me that it's not mamish on it, but rather next to it. Well, there is a bit of a question as to exactly when this took place in history. We'll just look at the second to last thesis. Ani receive reimi of b'hayo alei kamati b'damin par helam dover. It's really going in the next piece, but it's already relevant to now. Actually, evolve a have a bias rishon loyavi pareches. Vavai sheni to have a pareches loyam makriven parham davishal sibor. So you know, there's a discussion as to how that works.
This was
but, I'm
sorry.
Mechayra. Yeah, I believe so. Yeah. So we're saying that. So he's saying that maybe what you saw was dam of parham davishal sibor, in which case you have no raya. Says the Gemara, no. Answers the Gemara, the chaza de avidi kisidron. I saw that the drops were done kisidron. Kemaslif, like we've said, if it's done kisidron, then clearly that shows, that Sharashi says, melamal lamata kemaslif. We've said, vinishvi, however you want to say, whether it was touching the aron, touching the kapiris, and so on, but it was done in a way that you could see that it's done in a shura kemaslif. Whereas the dam of the parhelm davishal tzibor, there's no such din as kisidron kematzlet, so that seems to imply that it actually was touching it.
He saw the
pareches itself. Well, now here he's saying he saw the pareches. He's saying he saw the pareches, which is saying that the din is by the bahazos dam, both on the kaperis, which we're saying was connected to the kaperis, and by the pareches, it has to be kisidron, it has to be kematzlet, and he's saying I saw that it was done like that. Good. I'm sorry?
There's a discussion of love. There's a test discussion. There was a second sweet which there was no
hand. Yeah, take a look at Tasis. It gives a couple of interesting answers. Good. So that is the answer to the Gemara. So Kabbalah Salamai is according to Rabbi Rav Yosi, Lamaisi has a Shtarkataina. He's saying, I was in Rome, I saw a pareches with blood, kisidron, which clearly seems to go against this brisa, which says, kishumaza eina maza ala pareches, ela kenegeda pareches. I saw a bloody pareches with dripping with drops of blood, kisidron. Vetna nami gabi parham davishal tzibur, ki hai gavna. We have a similar thing. by parham dafishal tzibor, like this, meaning there is a day which says kishumazel lo yahu negin papareches the imnagu nagu. So there is a day which says that they didn't have to touch, didn't, but if it touched, it touched. And on that, Amrav Lazar Rabbi Yosi, any risi b'remi v'hayu aleh kameti b'damim. No, it has to touch. It has to touch. And I saw the pareches in Rome, and there was blood on it. Kameti b'damim shal pam davi shal tzibor v'siri avu yedazara. It says the Gemara v'dil mepar v'sar shal yemiki perim ninu. Maybe that's what you saw. The chazinu David ish leka sidron. I also saw blood which was shaleka sidron. So I saw one pareches which had blood kisidron. I saw another pareches or another part of the pareches which was shaleka sidron. So we have a machlekes between the braisa and Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yosi and so on. I believe the question is, did they wash the pareches from year to year? I believe they did. I don't recall where there is that. And there's also a fascinating discussion, not for now, as to, we're saying over here that we have a machlekes tanoim as to what exactly should it look like, or what was the seder? Should it be touching? Should it not be touching? And one tan is bringing a raya from something which he saw with his own eyes. And often we won't necessarily bask it like that. Like the what comes to mind is the machlekes tanoim as to by the tzitz, if it says kodesh l'Hashem in one line or in two lines, and one says I saw it in Rami, and this is the way it was, and we don't pass him like that day. Yeah, okay, good. Says the Gemara like this. And yisarabu le'damim b'damim. So now what the Gemara is going to get into is a very interesting discussion. And eventually we're going to get into a discussion of Bittel and the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that Min B'mina is not Bottle, and one of the rays is going to be from Dam HaPar and Dam HaSoyer, that even though Dam HaPar is much more, certainly more than Roiv, and nevertheless the Torah says this is Dam HaPar, this is Dam HaSoyer, so you see that Min B'mina is not Bottle, this is going to be the Makar in Shas for this Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that Min B'mina is Le'Bottle. But here we're discussing where you have a Tarevis of the Dam HaPar and the Dam HaSoyer, or you just get mixed up. You're Mekabel, both of them in their respective Mizrak. And now, well, which one is which? Is this the Par and which is the Soyer? Ah, we mentioned before yesterday, the one is a deeper red and one is not so deep. We also mentioned the Chol Shedekah and Gadol. He's so weak and tired and exhausted and right and hungry, he might not necessarily be able to tell the difference between the two. So what does one do? And we know the Torah says, first you need to be Maze the Dam HaPar. And then you're supposed to be Maze the Dam HaSoyer. So if I go in and I'm Maze one, maybe I'm being Maze the Dam HaSoyer first. And then the Dam HaPar afterwards. So should I do Soyer, Par, and then the other one again? Or is there Baal Tosef? Or maybe there's no Baal Tosef because I'm just doing it because of Suffolk. And so let's see. So it's going like this. Nis Arvu Loi Damim B'damim. So there was a Tarevis of Damim B'damim. Damim B'damim. Now Rashi says over here in the last small line, Damim B'damim, Shalpar Avishalsar, Koidim Shinasim Bifnim Klum. So this took place before you did anything. So even though this Sugya kind of is in the, as we've been discussing, once you're doing the Dami Bachutz, but Rashi says we're discussing, you haven't done anything yet. So nisarugu leidamim bedamim amar Rav noisen achas lamala the shavu lamata va'ilulei lekan lekan, just kill two birds with one stone. In this case, you're doing one lamala shavu lamata, and it'll be both for the par and for the soyer, because I have a taravis of both of them together here. It's nisarugu leidamim bedamim, it all got mixed together, so clearly I have a taravis of both. So I'll just do it once, and with that I'm good to go. So Amrua Kameder Birmia. Amar Bavloi Tipshoy. Mishum the diary Vaara the Hashucha. Amri Shmaita the Machshin. The Machshachanis, which is because you live in a dark land. You say dark svaras. So said Rabirmir from Eretz Yisrael. The Ritva says, he quotes the Rambam in a Tshuva, and he says that Rabbi Yirmiyah is Latamei, who says in Sanhedrin Da Chavdalad, Mechashakim Hashivani Kimesi Oilam, Zet Talmud Bavli, says Rabbi Yirmiyah. This is referring to the Talmud Bavli. The time of Mishum, the Lay Nehiri Lahoin, time of the Masnaisa Kalacha, Kamad Nehiri Lerabon and Eretz Yisrael. It's not as clear as that which it is in Eretz Yisrael. The Ritva goes on to say at the end, he speaks about different periods in history, and he says this was the reason of Reb Zera, Reb Yirmiya, Aval Achakach Nizgabra HaTeira B'Bavel Kamesha Kasa B'mei Reb Ashi Damina B'meis Rebbe Bad Reb Ashi Le Matzina Teira G'dula B'makam Echad. I'm sorry, I think this is still all a quote of the Rambam. Ad Kandivra Rebbeinu Zal V'chayim Heim L'Maitziyehim. So there were different tkufas, and there were times when there was a shmad going on, and it made it difficult for them to learn and to understand, and so on. But Al Kopanim said of Yirmiyah, he felt that the svara of Rava was a poor svara. So Amar Rav Leitip Shoy Mishum the Dairi the Arad Chasheich Ami Shmaita the Machachshin Ha Kayoyev Lamala the Sayir Mikamim Mata the Par. Meaning the Torah says Par first Lamala. Lamata. So Lamala of the Par, and then Lamata of the Par before the Lamala of the Sawyer. And you're telling me when you do Lamala of the Sawyer, when you're doing Lamala of the Par, you're already doing Lamata of the Sawyer, Kumtois. The Lamala of the Sawyer came before the Lamata of the Par. You have to do the Par first. So that is his Taina Haka Yoyev, Lamala the Sawyer, Mikame Mata the Par, Vater Omra. The Pasuk says, V'chila mi kaper es ha-kodesh, meaning we say, Kila dam ha-par, V'yachakach, Kila dam ha-soyer. That's what you got to do. There's a seder. You have to do one first, and you have to do the other one second. So that is not, pshat is not like Rava, says Rabbi Yirmiyah. Elar Rabbi Yirmiyah, pshat like this. Nisen achas lamala, that's what you do. Meaning, you do it twice. You do it twice, but the first time you do it, you say, Hirini Bukhar Muzumin, Lakayim Mitzvahs Hazos Par. So even though there's Dam of Par and Sawyer inside, you're having in mind that it should only be for the Par, and then you do it a second time solely for the sake of the Sawyer. And you can understand why this is not such a simple svara either. I mean, yeah, yes, you might have in mind, avola ma'isa, there is the dam of the sawyer, ma'uriv inside. So, you know, what does that mean? But that is Rabbi Yirmiyah, and that's how we paskin, in such a case. You do lamala l'shem par, lamata l'shem par, and then lamala l'shem sawyer, lamata l'shem sawyer. Good. That was one case of Taravis. Nis'arvuli damim b'damim b'matanis v'achreinois. So what about if there was a Taravis of damim b'damim b'matanis achreinois? What does that mean? Rashi says, bottom line, b'matanis achreinois, achar shenasin achas lamala min apar. So you did your achas lamala of the par, and then there was somehow a Taravis. I'm not quite sure how this works, because presumably you have only the Dama Par inside Lefnai V'Lefnim with you, right? And so you did one Lamala, and then you're supposed to do Sheva Lamata. Before you did the Sheva Lamata, there's a Terevis of Dama Sawyer. Where's the Dama Sawyer? It's still outside. I'm not exactly sure how this works. Rashi says, Achish Nosen Achis Lamala Mina Par. Once you did the achas lamala of the par, so then and it's arvuli damim b'damim b'matanas achreinus. So vostutman. So sovra papa kami the rava. The papa thought to say. The papa suggested to rava. L'meimar noisin sheva lamata l'shem par u'l'shem sayer. So I need to do my seven now. So now I just have one bowl of blood. So I'm going to do sheva lamata. I'll do sheva lamata. Shem Par and Sawyer. That's what he thought to say.
The first
Oh, so let's just see what he says. That he thought to do shev l'mad l'shim par l'shim soyer v'chayzav v'neis and achas l'mal l'shim soyer. So I'll do seven hazois, which will be par and soyer together, and then the only thing which is outstanding is the achas l'mala of the soyer. So that's what I will do. That was the suggestion which he made to Rava. Amalei Rava ad hashta karulam tikshoy. Up until now, they only called us fools. Because they taught us a lesson we didn't learn from that which they taught us. Meaning, Rabbi Yirmiyah, kind of, he rebuked me. He chastised me. He said, how can you possibly think that you can go ahead and do Achzamala l'shem parvasoyer, Shevelamat l'shem parvasoyer? It turns out that you've done the achas lamala of the soyer before you've completed the par. And the pasuk says par first, soyer second. So that's where he set me straight. So now we have a similar shaila, and now you, Rapapa, are trying to do something which clearly you haven't learned from what Rabbi Yirmiyah was saying. They're going to call us tipshoy to tipshoy.
Why do you come up with Rabbi Yirmiyah as having like a couple of like this, that the first time when we pass through it, to the exclusion of
that's what Rabbi Yirmiyah said. That's Rabbi Yirmiyah. We're now in the next case, though.
I'm saying, but why would Rabbi Yirmiyah need to have an improvement? It's perfect.
This is a different case now. We're now in a different case. The first case was it was a Tarevis, the Dam of Par and Saris together. You haven't done anything yet. What do you do? So Rabbi Yirmiyah says, you do Ach Lamala Hashem Par, Ach Lamat Hashem, Shev Lamat Hashem Par. Now we have another case. New case. Case is you did achas lamala l'shem par, and then the blood got mixed up. So now what do you do? So Rapapa thought to say, okay, so I need to do sheva lamata for par. It's all mixed up, so I'll do sheva lamata l'shem par and soyer.
Why don't you stay with Lubyanka school?
No, in Echanami, we're still within.
Aren't you doing chavilas or two mitzvahs, one for the par and soyer?
Okay, it's a good question. But usually we say in Eisim mitzvahs chavilas is when you kind of have the ability to do it separately. But here it is one. It is one unit. The whole thing is now ma'uriv. It's all mixed up together. So al korchenu, I am being Zurich, the dam of the par and the dam of the soyer. I mean, Mazalachton. It's all more of together. But, you know, the point is, Rapapa didn't learn from the message, from the rebuke of Rabbi Yirmiyah. And he's saying, do Sheva Lamata L'Shem Par and soyer. And then one, Lamala L'Shem Soyer. So Rava says, now they're going to call us Tipshoy to Tipshoy. Because they taught us something that we didn't learn. So we say, right, meaning the Haka Yohiv Mata, the Sawyer, according to your suggestion, Rapapa, you're doing the Sheva Lamata of the Sawyer, Mikame Mala the Sawyer, before the one up above of the Sawyer. So you cannot make that suggestion, and get out Sarf Ian. What was the svara of Rav Papa? Ela Marava Nason Sheva Lamata L'Shem Par V'Chayzva Nason Achas Lamala Sheva Lamata L'Shem Sar. Like the school of thought of Rav Yirmiyah, Rava understood and Rava learned. We just mentioned over here an interesting diun. So there is a Tezis Yeshanim. It's printed on Nimchas Mabeis. The Tezis Yeshanim asks that. He says, Madua Eina Ivra Ba'ifan Ze Al Bal Tosif. When you're doing, according we said, Elam Rabbi Yirmiyah Nesin Achas Lamala Vashav Lamata, Lashim Par, Bachez Venesin, and so on, why are there no, you know, actually let's maybe just finish all the figures, because I realize it's actually a bit late. We'll see if we have time for this. Because there's a few more Shilas, and it's really all the same. This horror really goes in all of it. Okay, let's divide. So, good. Nisarvule koises bekoises. There was a thrivus of koises bekoises. Rashi says she'ene makir eiza kois shal par, the eiza kois shal sayer. So it's not that the two bloods mix together and they're in one bowl or one container. There's two koises. I just don't know which is which. I simply don't know which is which. The Bach says afal pi sheyesh heker bedam. Like we said before. So I've got two. I'm sorry?
Who's not fasting or not kosher and say this is life, this is
dropping? Question is, why can someone else who's not fasting, who's not weak, take a look? Shema'a. Right here. I don't know. It's a good point. I don't know. Unless it means that, when the Kohen Gadol is about to go lifnai v'lifnin, no one's in the heichal, and he's not allowed to leave the dam, and, you know. But presumably there would have been someone there who was mamaris. I don't hear, I'm not sure. Yeah, Uncle Bonim, this is the ma'aseh that there was a terevus of the two cases, and you're not sure what to do. So we say neisen, b'chayzer b'neisen, b'chayzer b'neisen, shleisha pa'amim. So you're going to go ahead and you're going to do basically like this. Let's say you have two cups. You have two cups. This is one. And this is the other. Either this is the Dhamma Apar, or this is the Dhamma Sar, this is Par and Sar, you're not sure. So you do this one first, and then you do this one, and then you do this one again. This way, Niman of Shach, you've covered your bases. In other words, if this is Par and Sar, very good. But if this is Sar, and then I do Sar first, so I've done Sar before the Par, that's no good. So I will have done Sar, Par, Sar. So if I do like that, I'll always cover my bases. That is the way Rashi explains. So that's what you do. You are chayzman eisen. You do this. Mesavla kiz v'kayzman eisen v'chayzman eisen. Chayzman eisen shleisha pa'amim. Good. Now, miktas damim nisarvu loyu. Miktas damim loy nisarvu loyu. So some of the dam was nisariv. And some of it was not nisarv. Let's see Rash the way he learns across. Mikzus damim nisarvu kugoyin. Shenishpach mishnei mizrakis l'seich mizrak shlishi. Reikam. V'nishtair behem v'chol echad v'echad. So you have the mizrak of the dam par, the mizrak of the dam sawyer, and then you have a third empty vessel, and a little bit of the dam par and the dam sawyer spilled into the third empty mizrak. So we said, Pshita ki yahiv mi vadoyin yahiv. So obviously, when you're going to go ahead and do the matan damim, obviously you're going to give from the mizrak of the dam par and the mizrak of the dam sayer. So Rashi says, Pshita li dechi yahiv matanes mi vadoyin yahiv mi mash nishar b'mizrakis. Obviously, you're going to give from the leftover container which has the dam of the par and the leftover container of the dam of the star. That is pashit. Miu, question is like this: Hanech shirayim havu uli yisoid azli idel meduchuyin havu v'azli la'ama. The question is the blood which is in the third container, the third mizrak. So, what do we view that dam? There is a difference between dam which is shirayim and dam which is not shirayim. Dam which is shirayim goes into the yisoid. Dam, which is dachoy, goes into the ama. Different places, either the yisoid and the mizbeach, or it goes into the ama, which takes out all the lichruch. So you've got a mizrak of dam par, a mizrak of dam sayer. And then some of the dam of the par, some of the dam of the sayer spills out into a third container. So you're not going to use this third container, because you've got vade and vade. I'll use the good stuff. Okay, but the dam which is in this third container, is it considered to be shirayim, and I dispose of it the way I would dispose the shirayim in the yisoid and mizbeach, or do I say that this is like dam which has been dachli, it's been pushed aside, and therefore it just goes into the ama with all the rest of the lichluch? How do I view it? That's the shayla of the Gemara. So pshitaki, again, pshitaki yoyiv mi vadoyin yoyiv mi uhanach shirayim havo. Uli Yisayid Azli, Eidel Meduchin Havu, V'Azli La'ama, that's the Shai La'amra Papa, Afil Olamanda Omar, Kais Echad Eisech Haveri Shirayim, even according to the opinion which says that one Kais makes the other kais shirayim, even though it's two different kaises. But nevertheless, it's considered to be shirayim. It's all one big happy dam family, and therefore, what's left over in the second kais is not considered to be dachui, but it's considered to be shirayim. Afilu leman de arma kais echad eis techaver shirayim. Hani nili heicha de iboil amesiv matziyayiv. That's only because if I wanted to, I could have given from case number two. And I gave him case number one. So case number two was viable, was good, dam. I just gave him case number one. Aval hai, but in our case, when the two in this are together, the iboy lemeza lematziyahiv, because it's nisarev loy. And therefore it's not going to be considered to be shirayim, and therefore it's going to be considered like dam, which was nidcha. It's dam, which is nidcha, I just chuck it in the ammo. Let's see a couple of Rashi's. Rashi says, afil leman d'amar. Let's see that Rashi, it's about 20 lines down. Afil leman d'amar, the brayz lekaman mikos achas kigin kibal adam b'shtei kosos, benas meskal matonis hakronis mikos echad, avohai diyoyev minei shrei hadamim halalu shibumizik shlishi niskablu. I think that's actually going further, but the point is, if you could have given from it, then it still retains its chashivas, then it's called shirayim. But here you couldn't have given from it, therefore it's considered to be dachi. Avol haidle boilamesiv lematziyayev loy. So amar le rafuna bei debishua ler papa adarabah. Actually, we should say for carrot. Afil amanda amakayis echad oisach aver dachi. Even according to the opinion which says one cup makes the other cup dachi. You did not use the other cup at all. There was no shaychus whatsoever between cup number two to cup number one, and then cup number two was dachu. You just chuck it in the armor. I feel a man that makes echel ezavir dachu. I nimili the dachye biyadayim because I passed over cup number two, and I said I'm only going to use cup number one. So the I nimili the dachye biyadayim. The Bach takes out this avohecha. And says, gives us Rashi, Abul Hai, the Yohiv Minei, Loya. But in this case, there was no Dechia Biodayim as such, because I have the Dam of both of these Koises in the third Mizrak. So that's not necessarily considered to be a Dechia Biodayim. That was the Rashi which we wanted to see. Abul Hai, the Yohiv Minei, Shari Hadamim Halalu, Shibu Mizrak Shlishi, Niskablu, which name is Zakis. Those Damim were Niskabo in the correct Mizrakis. Shinasim mehena matonis. You placed the dam of the power in the mizrak, the dam of the sar, its mizrak, and then subsequently a little bit of the dam from each of them went to a third cup. So maybe that now is considered to be genuine shirayim, and so on. So that is the question. Says the Gemara, the Tanya, lemala hu oimer the es dama yishpich, where in reference to the chattis of a, what is it, a nasi, what did Rashi say, the seer nasi. So lamala it says, as dama yishpich, it says the dam you will pour out. And Bozik says, as dama yishpich el yisoid mizbach ha'olam. As dama yishpich ulamatu oimer, five psukim later, by the chattis of a yachid. It says, as kol dama yishpoich, it says all of the dam you will pour into the yisoid. So one place it's saying some of the dam you're pouring, one place it's saying all of the dam you are pouring. So we say like this, menayin l'chatas shekibol dama ba'arba kaisas. Where do I know that if you have a chatas and you're makabel it's dam in four separate containers? Now we know chatas is shtayim shen arba. You do two, you pour twice, two matonis on the kronis, which goes on all four sides. Shtayim shen arba. So menayin l'chatas shekibol dama ba'arba kaisas v'nasa mizeh achas mizeh achas shekulam nishpachim liyisoid. If I used all of them, so all the rest over dam from all four cups is considered to be shirayim, and therefore all of the leftover dam goes to the yisoid. That's the second pasuk. Tam alei reves kol dama yishpach. Now says the Tanakhama, Yochan afilu nosin me arba matanas me achas mehen. If you do all four matanas from one kois, I might think that still the rest of the dam in all four cups is considered to be shirayim. Tamad leimenein, v'ez dama yishpaich, only some of the dam will be poured into the yisoid. Meaning, hu nishpach liyisoid, but the rest of it is like a lichluch ba'alma. Hey nishpachim la'ama. So says the Tanakhama, if you don't pour from the dam from the other three cups, it's not considered to be shirayim, it's considered to be just something with dam which is dachuy, and therefore it just goes into the ama. That is the Tanakhama. Whereas Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon Amar, no, b'nai l'chatas shekibol dama ba'arba kosos. V'nasan arba matanas mi'echad mihen shekula nishpachim liyisoid. Even though you did all four matanas from one, still all the rest of the dam is considered to be shirayim. Talmud Leimer says kol dama yishpaich. All of the dam is poured into the shirayim, into the yisoid. All of it is considered to be shirayim. What does Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon do with the other pasuk? Ula Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon haksev es dama yishpech, which is mashma, only some of the dam goes into the yisoid, and the rest of it goes into the ama. Says the Gemara, that summer of Ashi lemuti shirayim shibetzavar behema. That is coming to exclude a case where it was in the shirai, where it was in the Tzavar behema, never even made it out into the cups, into the mizrakis in the first place. That is not considered to be shirayim. But anything which made it into the mizrakis, your makabal in the mizrak, everything is considered to be shirayim, and everything would go into the yisoid. We'll just end off with a very short ha'ara. To mention, the Tzitzis Hashem's kasha is that in these cases, when you're doing, like, let's say, perhaps the best example is, and what we said, you've got two cups, one is dam par, one is dam soyer. Which is which? So we said you do this one first, this one second, and this one third. And this way you've covered your bases. If this is par and soyer, very good. If this was soyer and par, so you'll do soyer again, so this way it will have been par and soyer. Frag the Tezis Yishonim, isn't there a Baal Tezis over here? You're being Zurich too many times. You're doing the Hazdois more than what the Torah prescribed you to do. Says the Tezis Yishonim, there's no Baal Tezis because you're doing it misafik. You're just doing it to take care of a doubt, and the halachic doubt has caused you to do this. So says the Ritva, that there's no Baal Tezis if a person wears tefillin and chol hamoed because of the halachic doubt as to whether or not you should or should not. And therefore there is no Baal Tezis. There just says a similar thing, the Gabbat Tekiyas and Rosh Hashanah. We don't know. What is a Trua? Is it a Shvarim? Is it a Trua? Is it a Shvarim? Do everything. Baal Tezis. No, you're only doing it because of Safik and so on. And there's lots of applications. Just very interesting. Shaila, a person goes to a place where he has reason to assume the mezuzah is not a good mezuzah. The Baal HaBayis is not medactic in halacha b'chlal. It's an old mezuzah. He's not able to take it out. He's not able to check it. It's my house, but, you know, he's living there now. And he thinks maybe the mezuzah is not a good mezuzah. So says the Betzal HaChachma, put another mezuzah on misafik. Maybe it's a two mezuzahs Baal Tesef, not Baal Tesef. The Maram Shik says that in a case where a person is masupik, in tzarech haniach mezuzah b'yemina pesach, sometimes you can have real shilas. You put it on what's the yemin on nichnas and so on. So the Maram Shik says, "Eimel aniach mezuzah bein b'yemin bein b'smol." Kevin Shigam kishem receive a makmas asavik yesh is a Baal Tesef. He says there is a Baal Tesef misafik. Many achrim disagree, and they say that if you're putting something, if you're doing something misafik, that is not considered to be Baal Tesef. That shouldn't be a Baal Tesef.